Hey everybody, Craig Smoke here with a rapid reaction podcast on Sikkim365.com post Oklahoma State as Baylor football defeats the Pokes and walks away with a win on homecoming. 38-28, Bears win, and for the first time in 2 years, they've now beaten a Big 12 opponent at home. For the first time in 2 years, they have won back-to-back games, and for the first time in 2 years, they have reached the four-win mark, although there is much more in terms of streaks and winning that is still out there on the vine with about 5 weeks left to go in the season, four more regular season games. And because of the win today, the Bears now sitting at 4-4 overall, 2-3 in the conference. But that overall mark, obviously important when you're looking at four games and what it takes to get to the postseason. You need a couple of more wins to ensure that your season gets extended. But what the win does is not only put you in that position as opposed to not being in that position and having to win out. That's nice to have a little breathing room, even though you don't want to take any of that extra breathing room. But also, it just makes everything else coming up bigger, starting with and the focus all now being on TCU after celebrating this nice win over Oklahoma State, of course. But when you win and when you string wins together, then inevitably every next game gets bigger, and that will be the case with TCU, not only because more streaks, like the first time to win three games in a row, first time to win three Big 12 games in a row, first time to beat TCU in forever, those kind of streaks will be out there as far as the conversation next week, but also, of course, the honoring of the 2013 and 14 Big 12 championship teams, the first official blackout in forever. Streaks are bound to fall. It's just a matter of can Baylor remain on the winning side of some of those. And because they won today and because they won last week, that game now is just a much bigger deal. And I'm expecting what should be a really cool atmosphere. I mean, if next week with all the pomp and circumstance isn't a cool atmosphere, then I don't know. They might as well just start playing Mary Harden Baylor or something if that's going to be the case. But I have faith that it will be pretty raucous. But of course, that would not be a thing I'm talking about at all. I'd probably be avoiding talking about next week if the Bears hadn't handled their business today, and they did. It was an awesome win. It wasn't against the best team in the world. Oklahoma State has had its struggles, and obviously that's apparent by their record as they now drop to the 0-5 mark in Big 12 play. But I do think that despite the record, they are a team that's on or around Baylor's footing, and a lot of the conversation leading into the last 2 or 3 weeks has been about the lightening up, the perceived lightening up, the on-paper lightening up of the schedule, and I think you've seen that come into effect. Now, I also think it's this football team just naturally getting better and working hard and getting more confident and doing the things that it takes to win. I think they've gotten better, and also think the schedule's lightened up, and it's come together these last couple of weeks where they've been able to knock out and put a line across some of the old streaks, like winning a Big 12 game on the home turf. I mean, that was a big one, but to go out and do what they did in Lubbock last week and get that first notable win in quite some time was a big deal. So they're stacking, achievements, and there's more that's going to be out there for them next week. But this was really satisfying to see them, I guess most importantly, drive the nail home in the coffin late in the game with that Dawson Pendergrass run. He, of course, gives a big tip of the cap to Sidney Fugar for helping spring him, and the scrum, the little push, got him freed up, and then it was all Dawson running the rest of the way. But that was a situation where you're up a single score, and you can put this thing away. The ball is in your hands, or you can give it back to Oklahoma State and risk what might happen. And Dave Aranda said in the post game that this was like Colorado. He compared it to the Colorado game, with the exception being that they went out and they changed the result. They went out and made the play to end the game and not allow Oklahoma State to have any opportunity to flip the script at the end. And so that is progress. That is a good sign, and that is a surefire sign that this team is getting better. And of course, Colorado, a good team. That was on the road. But the point being, one of the themes hanging around this group has been finishing. They certainly did that last week, although they didn't have to sweat the finish all that much. But another thing that was said in the post game, not by Dave Aranda, but by Matt Jones, or no, Sawyer Robertson, I believe, was in terms of streaks, in terms of winning and winning certain types of ways, they won a close game. And he believes, Sawyer Robertson, that that was an important thing to do. That was another thing to cross off the checklist, the to-do list, so to speak. And so you won a blowout game. You won a game on the road. Now you've won a game at home, and you've won in close fashion. So you've done a little bit of everything these last couple of weeks, even stringing together back-to-back wins for the first time in a couple of years, back-to-back Big 12 wins for the first time in a couple of years. And there's more to add on to that, potentially, because like I've been saying all along, and I'm sure others echo the same who have any idea of what the Big 12 is like, every game for every team is winnable. Utah got beat by Houston today. Now, granted, this is Utah light with just the kind of haywire nature of this season, but Houston upset Utah today. How much of an upset that was, I don't know, but that's the result of anything. Any result can happen in the Big 12 on any given Saturday, and so they can win all four of the games remaining in front of them and go on a crazy streak this second half of the season, and they could also lose out the next four games in front of them. But I think if they play the way that they played today and the way that they played last week, and they bring over the confidence, and now there's no more, well, you haven't won at home, you haven't won on the road, you haven't done this, you haven't done that, there's still going to be some of that. You haven't won three games in a couple of years, right? But you've now won in different ways, and you've gotten contributions from all over, and I think you've gotten some weight off your back. Not that you relax or ease up by any means. You still need that sense of urgency, but certainly there's just not this kind of accumulation or burden of things that have added up over time that you're trying to shake. You've shaken some things the last couple of weeks, and I think that's got to have you a little bit lighter on your feet, but hopefully still as focused and determined. And based on what we heard in the post game, I mean, nobody's throwing parties or celebrating. It's nice to win a couple of games. It's nice to win on homecoming. I'm sure the team's having a lot of fun tonight, but there's a long way to go and more to accomplish. But man, it was nice to see some of the positivity in that post game and on that field, and nice to see how they got this job done. I mean, the rushing attack was absolutely ridiculous, nearly 350 yards on the ground. Now, Oklahoma State, not a good rushing defense. Surprising, right? No, of course not. But still, Texas Tech not either, and you were able to go and do what you should do against teams who aren't great as far as rushing defense goes. And just with your rushing game in general, we needed to see some signs of life. And the running game, for all of the above reasons, has really started to come into its own. I think health also played a factor. I think guys just getting healthy, guys also kind of finding themselves has worked out. But Dawson Pendergrass, an insane career game for him. 6 carries, 142 yards, and a touchdown. Bryson Washington had 78. Sawyer Robertson obviously had the big dagger run up the middle. That was a huge play on the touchdown run. But, then they score right after that, and you got to go out and get more. And Dawson Pendergrass was able to drive that stake in. But Sawyer using his legs on a beautiful 41-yard touchdown was great. Richard Reese got 52 yards as well, had a 24-yard run. So, man, 55 carries, 343 yards, and two touchdowns. That is good eating right there. And then in the passing game, three touchdowns, 200 yards on just 11 catches. That's 20 yards per catch. You had a 53, a 38, a 33 as far as gains go. And you had one of the best plays of the entire year with Ashton Hawkins and his highlight reel catch. So Sawyer Robertson did have the one interception, but outside of that, I think you're pretty satisfied with the entire offensive effort that you saw today. Outside of the penalties, just team-wise, I think that was obviously something that wasn't as good as it possibly could be or should be, and that's something you definitely want to clean up. But you're 8 for 93 yards. We're pretty costly, and so that's got to get better. But on the other side, you had Oklahoma State there with 12. I mean, they definitely shot themselves in the foot quite a bit for 84 yards. So you had four less, but for more yardage. You also won the turnover battle, getting the interception getting the interception and then the fumble recovery at the goal line with the great play on Ollie Gordon while you turned it over once. So a lot of key areas. You were putting up some big numbers, although they had nearly 10 more minutes time of possession because Baylor just had some explosive drives. But a bunch of big plays. You won a bunch of categories. And, yeah, it was It was nearly 600 yards of offense for this football team. So very cool to see that offense was humming. Even though Sawyer's kind of off, he did say in the post game that obviously he would come back in the game, but when he got hit and was on the ground for a while, he basically, not basically, but he just got the wind knocked out of him. He got cracked pretty good and needed to catch his breath, but he was all upright and good in the post game, and he's healthy, and there's no concern there. Although, obviously, you want to see Daquan Finn get healthy soon, if at all possible, because turning to Nate Bennett, he handled it well for the 30 seconds of action he had, but you'd like to have Daquan Finn healthy if he can be moving forward over these last four games. But another great effort from the offense. And then defensively, you did really well against the run. Ollie Gordon still got his couple touchdowns and his nearly 100 yards, but you forced that fumble on the goal line. That was an absolutely massive play at the time. You got an interception as well, and you limited them to just 74 yards on the ground overall. So when a team's got Ollie Gordon on its roster and you can limit him to less than 100 yards like that, that's pretty good stuff. However, you did get the pick off Alan Bowman, but he also had some big plays through the air. They had some huge chunks of yardage. Guys just roaming completely free in a lot of cases throughout the game. They throw for 359, but they had 56 and 47 and 33-yard gains. That was an area that certainly wasn't your best showing. But, you take what you can get. You shut down the run game. They threw it and had success, but ultimately you got some big stops when you needed to get big stops, and you won the game. So we'll definitely go, obviously, into more detail on this game throughout the rest of the week, but they showed that killer instinct. I mean, this was a tie game at halftime. You gave up that touchdown right before half, and I still felt good about everything then, but was certainly thinking, man, this is one of those you just let Oklahoma State hang around, and then eventually you're able to pull away and tack on enough to give yourself a little bit of breathing room, although it took a while. But, man, once Dawson Pendergrass busted through, and then a few plays later, LeVar Thornton gets the interception to seal the deal. That was just really good stuff, a really nice, strong finish to the game, complimentary football, and just putting your foot down and saying, all right, no, we're not going to let this get all the way into crazy territory. We're going to end this game. We're going to finish. Again, that's why Dave Aranda compared it to Colorado, just the difference being the growth in this team since then and their ability in this situation with the win right there for the taking. They went out and they took it, and so that's a really great sign, and it was just a good win and a nice day at McLean Stadium that sets up for a really cool atmosphere potentially next weekend against TCU. And I say potentially, now it should be a great atmosphere next week versus TCU with all the bells and whistles, and just the importance of the game itself. To win three in a row would be a huge deal, and just to beat TCU, that's really the biggest deal. I've mentioned all these other streaks and these other things. I mean, you talk about the ones that are now at the top of the list after winning a Big 12 game and this and that. Beating TCU has got to be like number one or 1B, and so there's that opportunity to do a few more things and kind of reset the record books. Or the counters, if you will, in some cases, for the better. But 38-28, good win. Bears are 4-4, 2-3 now in Big 12 play, and getting better. And that's the best thing about this, is that they still have room to keep getting better with four more games left to play. But then again, only four games left to play, folks. We're getting too close to the end of the season. I think they need to win a couple more so we can get at least five more games going, but we'll see if they can do that next week. Until then, gonna celebrate this one and just enjoy this one, depending on what your viewpoint is, and then get to talking about it and writing about it over the next few days over on Sikkim365.com and, of course, on YouTube at 365 Sports. So enjoy your weekend. Hope you enjoyed the win, and hopefully you enjoyed this rapid reaction, just kind of bouncing all around on what we saw on Saturday in a win. I know one thing. I don't know if it sounds any better, but it certainly is a lot more fun to talk about winning and finishing than to talk about the alternatives as we did for so long. So I'm going to go soak this up. Thanks everybody out there for listening. You can catch me on 365 Sports on Monday, and of course my writing over on Sikkim365.com. And next Saturday, Sunday, whenever this post, I'll be back with a rapid reaction as well for TCU. But this has been the rapid reaction for a 38-28 win over Oklahoma State, and I'm Craig Smoke for Sikkim365.com.